Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The ability to walk upright offered many advantages to our savanna-dwelling ancestors. And as Sarah Freakins, assistant professor of earth sciences at the University of Southern California, explains, scientists have long wondered which came first, our upright walking ancestors or the grassland under their 2 feet.
Human ancestors developed bipedalism, that is, the ability to walk on 2 legs, around 6 million years ago. One long-standing theory suggests that this important development was the result of grasslands replacing rainforests in Northeast Africa, where early human ancestors evolved before spreading throughout the globe. It seems to make sense. With fewer trees, being able to walk upright on the savanna would be a significant advantage. But our latest efforts to piece together what the landscape looked like cast doubt on this theory. By studying ocean sediment cores taken in the Gulf of Aden off the coast of Somalia, we've been able to examine about 12 million years worth of data about the changing plant cover of Northeast Africa. The prevailing winds blow across Northeast Africa toward the Gulf, where they deposit their load of dust. It gives us a good idea of the big picture of what was going on throughout the landscape, while the geology on land gives us a narrow snapshot of the conditions around a particular fossil when it was buried. In the ocean sediment core, we found waxy molecules from plant leaves along with pollen. With these 2 pieces of evidence, we were able to determine not just what types of plants existed in the landscape, but in what proportion they existed. What we found was that the grasslands effectively took over the landscape of Northeast Africa by around 12 million years ago. That's 6 million years before hominins, early human ancestors, developed bipedalism. While it does not settle the debate over the origins of human bipedalism, it does add an illuminating new piece of evidence to consider.
That was Sarah Freakins of the University of Southern California. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.